Chumba.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown, a.k.a. Clint Sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, man, this is a great day. I'm happy to be here. This is the third podcast I'm putting out this week. I got two topics, and I got two shout-outs that I have to give on this podcast. All right. Shout out number one, ladies and gentlemen, I am now officially, if it was ever any doubt, all right, that I was the people's champion, I am officially the undisputed pound for pound people's champion. All right. I'm the undisputed pound for pound people's champion. You can't touch this. Here's why. Ladies and gentlemen, we have advice from a fuckboy group chat. Shout out to everybody in the group chat. But in the group chat, there's a guy and a girl. They got a love story. They met in the advice from a fuckboy group chat. And you know what happened? They fell in love. And you know what they're getting ready to have? They're fucking having a baby in fucking August and September, goddammit. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an official advice from a fuck baby. Right? Here's what makes me the people's champion. Because Luther Vandross is credited for making a lot of babies. They were having sex, they was listening to Luther, and guess what happened? They fell in love, and he stayed in. I can say the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you were fucking with Clint. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? I'm responsible for the baby. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do a poll, and we're going to do M-I-A-K-A, the people's godfather. Now I gotta be the people's godfather. Ladies and gentlemen, man, anybody that thought I wasn't the people's champion, you can't take the belt. What can you do to take the belt? It's over. I win. Ladies and gentlemen, take a picture of this right here. If you're watching me live on Instagram, touchdown, motherfuckers. All right? Touchdown. Take a picture and say the people's godfather. All right. Second announcement. I am currently high right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm high right now. As I'm recording this podcast, I've had some edible. Now, with me having edible, ladies and gentlemen, I have a new plug that I get edibles from. Her name is Symphony, black woman, black-owned edible company here in Los Angeles. And she ships. Ladies and gentlemen, I had a weed smoothie, all right? Ladies and gentlemen of Advice from a Fuckboy, I had a weed smoothie. I'm going to say it like Stephen A. Smith. My fellas will get this. The weed fucking smoothie. Ladies and gentlemen, her at name is at the green room. No, I'm sorry. It's not the green room. I'm sorry. It's at the little green oven. At the little green oven. If you want edibles, you call her. She got them motherfuckers. You call her. Because she got them motherfuckers. Follow her. I'm going to are we going to pin her name or whatever? At the Little Green Oven. Thank me later. Listen, my track record is immaculate. I'm in here hooking motherfuckers up and they having babies. I'm over here giving y'all music. I'm over here giving y'all playlists. If I tell you it's the shit, God damn it, it's the shit. And I want you to fucking do it. All right. Then again, that makes you a follower, right? Don't be a follower. Just trust my judgment. I got your back. Y'all be having mine. It's quid pro quo. We're all family up in here. Now let's get to the topics. All right. Here we go. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get the side by side in a second. I'm going to say this. Fellas, there's one last piece of macking that I forgot to give to you. Fellas, there's one last piece of macking that we forgot. Fellas, all your macking goes null and void. All your macking goes null and void if she don't like you back. Fellas, remember back in the day when your crush liked you to fuck back? We lost that. Women said we lost macking, but ladies, this is on you. We do all of these nice things. We do all of these great things. And you don't like us back. And that's okay. That's okay. Because I know just because he's a nice guy doesn't mean he's your nice guy. I understand that. But fellas, this all goes null and void if she don't like you back. But fellas, I want you to go back with me, fellas. Fellas, go back with me. Let's go back. Back into time. Fellas, the year is 1997 for Clint Coley. I'm 10 years old. I'm in the fifth grade. And there's a girl I really liked. All right. I was scared to shoot my shot. But then I finally do. And you know how I shot my shot, fellas? I shot my shot in a note. I shot my shot in a note. And you know what she did? I gave it a note. I hand-delivered the note. I didn't put it in her fucking cubby. I didn't put it in her locker. I didn't put it in the coat room. I hand-delivered it to you. Simona Sipple. That's her name. Jamaican joint. Simona Sipple. All right? I'm not making shit up. Wherever you are, you remember this. I gave it a note. And after I gave it a note, she read the note. All right, she read the note. She kept how she felt inside. She said, I'll get back to you by the end of the day. Had me sweating. I'm like, fuck, she ain't gonna like me back. God damn it, I ain't know what to do. All right? And then, you know what she says? She hands me the note back, folded up nice and neatly, and drew a heart on it, and colored it in a red pen. And I open up the note when I'm on the bus. I read the note. And Simona says, I like you too. Circle yes as to being my girlfriend. Nigga. Touchdown. Bro, do you know how good it felt when she said, I like you too? Nigga, you ain't know what to do. Any video game you got don't matter because she likes you too. And now that she likes you too, what you got to do, fellas? You got to keep her. You got to keep her interested. Fellas, that is the last part of this macking. All right? The last part of this macking, my guys, is once you get her attention, keep her attention. Keep being the same Mac you were when you first met her. Keep being the same Mac you were when you first met her. Can I get an amen from the congregation in the motherfucking live? The same macking you did to get her is the same macking you got to do to keep her. One more time. Same macking you got to do to get her is the same mack you got to do to keep her. So what was I doing to Simona when she finally told me she liked me back? Nigga, I'm writing more letters. That was our thing. Ladies and gentlemen, man, y'all know, y'all think I know music. You know why I know music? Because I was making mixtapes for women. In the 90s. Y'all know about that. You don't know about going to CVS, get a two-pack Maxell blank tapes. And then it had a label on that motherfucker. And on my label, it said, for you, Simona. And on the back, it said, love, Herm. Yo, I've been a Mac. I know what I'm doing. Fellas, your Macking goes null and void if you do not do what you need to do to keep her. Fellas, I want you to continue Macking. If you got a girlfriend, continue getting your Mac on. It's important. She fell in love with the Mac. All right? And you gotta stay being the Mac. Oh, you want to go a step further? You want to go a step further? Let's say you might have lost it, fellas. All right? Let's say you lost it, fellas. Let's say you lost the Mackin. You heard the song? Return of the Mac. Come back. Bring back the Mackin. Fellas, listen. Women love consistency. Women get wet from consistency. You want to make a woman wet? You be consistent. God damn it. The pussy's yours. So be a consistent Mac, fellas. Ladies, you better be kissing my ass after this episode. I'm just letting you know that. Don't ever say I don't got your back. I'm telling niggas the Mac. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to get Mac'd. And then when you get Mac'd, you better thank me. All right? I know that sounds very narcissistic. But women always be writing me in saying I be saying shit. I be talking shit about women. No, ladies, I'm not talking shit about you. I'm talking shit so fellas can do better, so you can reap the benefits. I want fellas to be better men. Honestly, I watch women get shitted on a lot. I'll tell you a true story. Girl I know, right? Ex-boyfriend, ain't shit. Nigga was still using her debit card and she didn't even know it. Right? And I'm like, yo, that's the relationship, was tumultuous at the end. My thing was, it's like, yo, bro, give it a rest. She's had enough. Why are you still fucking with her? Why are you know? So the point I'm making is, ladies, I want these guys to do better for you. And that includes myself. I'm going to be a Mac. I'm going to take my own advice. I'm going to continue Macking. I'm Macking you, baby. Be with me for a little while. It's a piece of my anyway. I'm still Mac. Fellas, who's with me? Fellas, if you Macking with me, tweet me, Instagram me. Just send me a DM. Just be like, yo, Clint, I'm Macking, dog. I'm Macking. This podcast is brought to you by the Side by Side Show. It's on YouTube. It's on Instagram. It's on Facebook. All right. Side by Side Show. It's a show that I made while I was quarantined with me, Jasmine St. Clair, and Tony Chenault, about a couple being quarantined together, but they're not a couple because they both got girlfriends and boyfriends. I'm a great writer. Watch the show. And if you like the show, donate to the damn show. All right? Hashtag Side by Side Show. Hashtag Side by Side Show. The crazy thing about donations, so somebody told me, they said, Clint, you need to charge money, like $5 for the whole show, for the whole series. And I said, nah, I'm not going to charge nothing. We all in this together. If you want a tip, do that. Y'all, I believe, man, the people, y'all motherfuckers, I told y'all the tip last show, and y'all did it. You know how much money we raised for y'all from y'all tips? A whole bunch of y'all kept sending $5 and $10. $5, $10, $5. Do you know how much that adds up? Do you know how many people listen to this podcast on a daily basis? Just you doing your part and just sending a dollar. Somebody did that. Shit was amazing. And we was able, yo, you don't understand, man. Helping artists eat while they not working. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. Everybody who fucking donate. You ain't got to do that. Money tight right now. You ain't got money for entertainment. You know? But y'all did it. And I love y'all. All right. Now, let's get into the topic I really wanted to discuss. All right. Let me get to the topic I really want to discuss. Let's play toxic female bingo. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, let's play toxic female bingo. So we played toxic nigga bingo the other day, and I was telling y'all a lot of that shit on there ain't really toxic for the most part. All right. So now I'm on toxic female bingo. Ladies, we're going to go through all of these, and I'm going to tell you if it's toxic or if it's not toxic, all right? And I want to know if you're on my live, who's done it? Have you done it? Have you not done it? All right? Drove an hour for pipe. So basically, you drove an hour for some dick. That's not toxic. That's getting what you want and going for what you need and doing the driving. That's not toxic. The nigga who's making you drive and not giving you no gas money, he's toxic. All right? He's toxic. If y'all hear the ringing of the bell, it's because, they're saluting the medical workers. And thank you guys for what you guys do. That's not toxic, though. Driving an hour for dick is not toxic. I'm A-okay about that. Uber, anything, going to see a man to get dick is not toxic. Fellas, if you made this, that is a stretch. I'm not with that. I'm not with that. So I don't support that. Drove an hour for dick, you ladies, you're not toxic. We can take that off the list.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
The next one. All right. The next one. Entertained a guy, but wanted his friend. You know what, ladies? That's not toxic either. You entertained a guy, but you rather have his friend. I wouldn't say that's toxic. I would say that's you choosing wrong. Do better. That's all I'm going to say with that. You're not toxic. Just make sure you meet all the friends first and then make your selection. Don't choose wrong and then you end up dating one of my friends and now you fuck. You know, so I'm gonna give you that one too. That's not toxic. We're gonna go for the next one. Across. Linked multiple guys in one day. Linked up with multiple guys in one day. That's not toxic either. And I'm gonna tell you why it's not toxic. I said that men doing that shit isn't toxic, so I gotta keep it fair. Women doing that shit ain't toxic. If you want to date multiple niggas in the same day, I'm okay with that. So, ladies, that's not toxic. You're good. No. Linking doesn't mean sex. It just means you linked up. So that means you could be you could be hanging out, you could be drinking, going on dates. I took it as dates. I didn't take it as fucking. I took it as dates. So linked with multiple guys to me is dating. I'm not going to, because I'm very specific with my words. Linking don't mean we fucking. Okay? So that's not toxic. That's not toxic. It says save a guy's number as something else to avoid issues with boyfriend. That's toxic. That's actually cheating. And you know you're wrong for that. So ladies, my name is Clint Coley. If I'm in your phone as anything else, you need to let me know because now you don't want your boyfriend to know you ain't fucking with me, all right? So, yeah, that's bullshit. Ladies, if you are saving other niggas, you're lying, you're being deceitful, you're not being forthright, I did that. I'm sure you did. As a matter of fact, not only just you, wait a minute, I'm sure you and a lot of other motherfuckers on this live have done that. You did that. That's trash. That's not okay. I once saved a guy as Aaron instead of Aaron. When'd you do that? Renee? If you want to share, just let me know when you did that. I'm not getting mad. I just want to know when you did it. Because, you know, if you was in a relationship, you are trash for doing it. Especially if you were in a relationship recently. That's bullshit. All right. If you were in a relationship recently and you saving niggas as Aaron and Aaron, I'm definitely going to say something to you and let you know that that's fucked up. But that's fine. All right, here we go. The last one across is, did you use a guy for gas or alcohol? That's not toxic. That's smart. If you are using a man for gas and alcohol, he's dumb enough. He should be smart enough to know he's being used for gas and alcohol. I knew when I worked at AT&T that I was the phone plug to this chick. I never would fuck. She would just always ask me when the latest phones was coming out, and I hooked her up. So I knew I was Mr. AT&T. I had to figure that out, and then I had to set a boundary and say, because boundary, black women, that's y'all favorite word. Y'all love that word, boundary. But when niggas set boundaries, you got an attitude. But I set a fucking boundary, and I said, you ain't getting no more fucking AT&T. Can you hear me now? But that's Verizon. But you get where I'm going with this. I'm not Mr. AT&T no more. All right. So there's that. All right. Here we go. B two across. Here we go. You got head, but didn't let ball hit. Now that's a good one. Are you toxic if you got head and didn't let the nigga hit? I'm going to say kind of not. Here's how you are you are toxic if you came over the house and you know there was ideations of us fucking. I ate your pussy. You got yours. You came and I don't get mine. That's whack. But if you said we ain't fucking and then I eat your pussy, then that's not toxic. So y'all got to see both sides. Y'all gotta see both sides. Ladies, see both sides. Side A is the male side. You didn't communicate with me that we're not fucking. So now we're taking each other's clothes off, blah, blah, blah. I ate nom, 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 nom. And then you like, And then you die. And then next thing you know, I'm assed out. All right? That is toxic. But if you did communicate, hey, Clint, you coming over tonight. We ain't doing all that, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to be like, nah, it's cool. Then somehow I end up eating your pussy, and then I don't fuck. That's on me. I'll take that L. I'll ride off with that L. As there's a lot of guys that listen to this podcast that's cool with eating pussy and not getting nothing in return. That's all right. Can we agree to disagree on this, ladies? Or do y'all just fully disagree and say, you know what, Clint? No. But for me, if you don't communicate that we're not doing anything, that is toxic. You have to communicate that. If I'm coming over your house at 2:30 or 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm not coming to eat pussy. I'm coming to eat pussy and give dick. All right. If I'm coming over at 2:30 in the morning, I'm coming to eat pussy and give dick. And you know what? Don't even be sneaky. All right. I'll give you head first. I have no problem with that. All right. I start off eating you out from... I'm cool with that. You know? I'm cool with that. I don't even play the who gonna eat who pussy for... Who gonna eat who up. No. I'm coming in. Nah. Open up. You said you a snack, bitch. Let me taste. If you say you a snack, let me taste. What's up? I'm gonna say that again. And I want y'all to quote this. If you say you a snack, let me taste that shit. Let me find out how good... What are you? Are you Cheez-Its? Are you gummy bears? Huh? Or are you edibles? Or are you edibles? Because if you edibles, you're going to have me calling your phone? Come on, man. Do you expect head? Good question. Ladies, if I'm having sex with you and I eat your pussy, right? I don't need it. I'm not asking you for head. If you want to suck this dick, you can do that. But if not, I'm putting it in once you're wet enough. Me eating pussy is the precursor of what's about to happen, all right? So I don't need head in return. You don't have to do that. I'm not turned off by that. Nah. This is about, because listen, my girl Jonae Thompson said on this podcast, no, she didn't say it on the podcast, she said it on live. She says, Clint, I'm tired of giving niggas pussy. Give me some dick. With pleasure. All right? With motherfucking pleasure. Now, next fucking move. We ain't talking about eating pussy. I'm a grown ass man. I'm 32. Nigga, I don't need, you know what I mean? That's selfish. You coming in here, you eating pussy. Like, oh, what you going to do for me? Man, yo, baby, I'm doing this for you. Give you something that you can feel to let you know my love is real. Boom, boom, boom. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go back to toxic female bingo. You toxic niggas out here eating pussy. Shut the fuck up, dog. Shut the fuck up and lay down. All right? Shut the fuck up and let her do what she want to do. Don't ask. Oh, you're not going to. You look stupid. You know how stupid you look asking for head? You know how stupid you look asking? Oh, you going to. Nigga. You know, she going to do it. She going to show you some love. Chill out. Grown ass man asking. You 35 asking to get your dick sucked. Get out of here. I'm 32. I'm not asking. You know if you want to do it. You know what I'm doing. You know I'm waving my shit around like it's a magic wand. What you going to do? Oh, you don't want to do it? All right, cool. All right, no problem. It's okay. I'm good. But that ain't going to stop me from eating that pussy. Nigga, I know I'm usually a nice guy. Today, I'm fucking plies, nigga. I'm eating pussy, baby. I mean pussy. All right? What we talking about? I mean pussy. Yeah, I'm plies today. I'm a real nigga today. I'm from Philly today. I ain't from Philadelphia today. I'm from Philly. I'm a nigga today. I'm talking that shit. I'm eating pussy. Now, next one. Use the guy for pipe.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
We don't even need to go into that. You know that's not toxic. Let's move on. You using niggas for dick, niggas use women for pussy all the time. That's not toxic. Let's move on. If Janae Aiko, Meg Thee Stallion, or City Girls is in your top 10 rotation. Yeah. If City Girls is in your top 10 rotation, you are a fuck girl. And you are toxic. Yes. Especially Janae Aiko. Her. She the worst. Yeah. If I'm in the car with the chick and I hear, you know what I mean? No. Turn it the fuck off. I'm out. I'll get out on the freeway. No. Listen, you know who needs to be in your top 10 rotation? Fucking Shea Butter Baby, god damn it. That's what needs to be in your goddamn top 10. Shea Butter Baby. Yeah. Yeah. My girl, if Ari Lennox is in your top 10, I like you. You got fucking, no, get her out. Both, you got to have balance. Fuck that balance. Anyway, got OTP with a guy while you were with your boyfriend. What is OTP? Other people, What is OTP? I don't know what that is. It says got OTP with a guy while you're with your boyfriend. But listen, if you got anything with a guy with your boyfriend, you're cheating and you're toxic. So, on the phone. You got on the phone with a guy while you were with your boyfriend. That's toxic. That's toxic. You on the phone with a guy while you with your boyfriend? Nah, you don't need to talk to no men around me. I'm all the man you need. Don't be talking on the phone. I wish you would have a whole conversation with a man on the phone while I'm sitting here. Hey, Brent, who the fuck is Brent? He know about you. I don't give it. You say that like, come on. I'm being a nigga. I told y'all I wasn't. I'm Plies. What would Plies say? What would Plies say? He would say, fuck her. Now, let's move on. If you ever ghosted someone, we all know that's toxic. We can move on. Drunk called or drunk texted next. That was toxic for guys, so it's toxic for girls. So if you drunk call or text an ex, you are toxic. We agreed that it was toxic for men. Ladies, are we keeping the same energy on here? All right? Are we keeping the same energy? I'm holding you accountable right now. Here's your chance to be accountable. Okay. Now, the next space is a free space. Get a free space. Then there's acted up on vacation without your boyfriend. Yeah, you little toxic little thing, you. Let me tell you something. Never forget, my ex went on vacation, went to Miami with five of her girlfriends, and found out she got fucked, and then tried to act like it wasn't no big deal. I was drunk, it was one night, blah, 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 blah. I don't give a flying fuck. Toxic. Get her out of here. Toxic. Get her out of here. How many of you women got out of town dick and thought that it didn't matter because you was in Florida and didn't think I was going to find out? Because I know damn well when niggas go to Dominican Republic and all that and Vegas and they get pussy, that's toxic. So what's up? Are we keeping the same energy, ladies? What happens in Vegas? Okay. Danced in the club. Dancing is open. You know what you know what kind of dancing you could do in the club. Okay. Out here lying. Let a guy on out of boredom. Let me put my phone down for this one. Ladies, if you ever let a guy on because you were bored, you know that's toxic. You don't even got it. We don't need... Fellas, it's our time to shine right now. Fellas, it's our time to shine on women who do this and they bullshit and they act like they don't do it. Ladies, at some point in your life, you have went on dates. You know damn well you didn't like that nigga. You weren't feeling that nigga. You was never gonna feel that nigga. And he was never, ever, 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 never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it. Whoa, 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 whoa. If you didn't whoa, 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 whoa with me, turn the fucking podcast off. If you didn't whoa, 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 whoa with me, turn the podcast off. Like I was saying, you know damn well y'all went out with guys who you did not, you knew he wasn't getting it. All right, come on. You knew it. Get the fuck out of here. Every woman has done that. I'm bored. Let me text Clinton. Yeah. Women like, now women, you in your house or you went outside real quick to be in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend or the Benz. Now you're like, oh, Clint, loud. Clint, why you so loud? Clint, why you so fucking loud? Because I'm loud. Because the weed I had in my edible was loud. And Side by Side is loud. Make sure y'all watch the goddamn show. Anyway, we off that. But fellas, that was our time to shine. It was our time to gloat. Here we go. The next one. Let someone hit to make someone else jealous. Fellas, fellas, woof, woof, woof. Ladies, have you ever let a man hit because you was trying to make another man jealous? Oh. You are sewage. You are sewage because you always be saying that you be fucking with intentions and come on. That's bullshit. Ooh, my Lord. Man. Ladies, you are more than toxic waste. You are, whew, you are the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia. Yeah. You are the Atlantic Ocean. No, you're the Gulf of Mexico with the oil spills. That's what you are. You do that shit, you are, woof. Man, you some dirty ass water. You some dirty ass water. That's what you are. Shit, you are. Don't do it. If you're gonna let him fuck, do it because you want to let him fuck. All right? If you want to let him fuck, do it because you want to let him fuck. Not because you try and make another man jealous. Women be like, go off, sis. Do not go off, sis. That's all I got to say about that. Let's go to the next one. It says, you make plans to link, but never actually link. Ladies, you are 0 for fucking 3 right now. And the last 3 have described a lot of your asses perfectly. Somebody got something with this one. You make plans to link and you don't link? Nigga, that's toxic. You make plans. Not saying that you said we was going to link. Made plans. Big difference. There's a lot of women who say, yo, we going to link and then we don't link. That's not toxic. But if you made plans to link, and we not linking, what the fuck? We not linking. That's wasting a man's time. You are. Do I got to say? You are toilet bowl water. With pee in it. With somebody who has HIV. That was harsh. But that's toxic as fuck, right? That's how toxic you are. Making plans to link and not fucking linking. What kind of bullshit is that? Now, if men did that, if men made plans to link and they ain't link, is that toxic? Ladies, I'm asking you a question. If a man made plans with you to link and y'all didn't link, is that toxic? Come on, keep it fair. All right. Entertain more than one guy at the same time. It's not toxic. Ladies, you finally got one.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
That's not toxic. If you're entertaining more than one man at a time, ladies, I applaud that. Fellas, may the best man win. That goes back to your macking. Ladies, it's okay to date or to be entertaining 8 niggas at one time. And it's okay to fuck 8 niggas at one time, as long as you're doing it safely. That's it. Ladies, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. I'm on your side. I'm on your side, ladies. Not toxic. See? I'm fair. I'm fair. I'm not, it's not always wrong. Ladies, I'm with you on that. You are definitely, do that shit. Do that shit. Fuck these niggas. Date all of them. Date his friend. Date his brother. Date his father. Shit, if you into girls, date his mother. I love being high in episodes sometimes. Sometimes I don't be making sense when I'm high. But I think this episode I'm high and I'm making sense. Would y'all agree with that? Cool. All right. Let's go to the next one. If you had sex with a pair of best friends. Ladies. That's not toxic. I'll give you that. If you fuck best friends. Ladies, that's not toxic. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm a fan of keep that same energy. If a guy hits a pair of best friends, he's a man. Yo, L, what up? I hit. What else? Plus dome, say word, and we got it on tonight. Niggas praise that. So if niggas can praise that, ladies, you can praise that. I'm fine with that. I'm cool. Yo, Keish, what up? I hit. What else? Plus dome, say word. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. That's okay. Ladies, I'm with that. That's not toxic. That's not toxic. That's not toxic. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm good with that. I'm good with it. I'm good with it. Here's another one. If you're obsessed with hood dudes. If you're obsessed with hood dudes, are you toxic? Fellas, you're not going to like my answer for this one. Ladies, that's not toxic. If you're obsessed with hood dudes, that doesn't make you toxic. I'm going to tell you why. Just because a guy is from the hood doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Just because he's from the hood. First of all, ladies, you ain't never been loved till you had a hood nigga love you. Let's keep it a bean. Hood niggas love hard. Every woman was always and was fascinated at some point in her life with a hood nigga. Dumb niggas will go to every woman has dated a nigga in jail. It's okay. You go through the bad boy phase. That's not toxic. Or if that's your preference, that's okay. Hood niggas, some girls like just hood niggas. And that's okay. Tasha St. Patrick love ghosts ass niggas. I respect that. That's not toxic. That's her preference. That's not toxic. I will say hood niggas be going hard. Hood niggas go hard. I will give you that. So no. Let's go to the next one. If you ever got caught up at a function, basically this three or four niggas you talking to. Let me tell you something. Women ain't ashamed to be around two, three niggas they dating at the same time. Women don't give a fuck. Women will introduce you to the nigga. Women will introduce they date to the nigga she just fucked with and do it with a smile. That ain't toxic. That's macking. That's pimping, actually. Women cold like that. Women cold like that. Like, I know I've been in the same room with another nigga that hit. I know it. I know she's like, Clint, this Carl. Carl probably wore that ass out last night. Because I know I've been that guy. A girl, I never forget a girl introduced me to, she's like, Clint, this is my boyfriend. I said, it's nice to meet you. You ain't know I was tearing your girl up last night. Tore his girl up. And tore his girl up tonight. You know what she was? She got wet by the fact that I ain't even sweat that. Like, she got wet by the fact that I actually befriended the nigga at the time. Like, I was talking sports with the nigga. Oh, you like the... Yeah, he a Cowboys fan. Yeah, talking shit. Meanwhile, your girl Eagles fan. Oh man, E-A-G-L-E-S. I miss sports. All right? I miss sports. If you miss entertainment, go watch Side by Side. The link is in the details of this episode. All right, here we go. If you use the guy just for food, this is on the fence because this kind of goes hand in hand with use the guy for gas and alcohol. Food is kind of the same thing. So if the nigga don't know that he's just a food date nigga, then that's his fault. That he gotta live with that L. So, ladies, that's not toxic. I'll give you that. Even though some of you chicks, you know, you need to buy your own food, is his fault. I'm not gonna give you a bad rap for, you know, he's no. That's on him. Ladies, if you're using a dude for food, that's not toxic. I don't respect it, but it's not toxic. Okay. Folded on one guy to link with another guy. I'm going to keep it fair. In the last one, I said that that's not toxic for guys. So I'm going to keep the same energy. That's not toxic for women. If you flaked on one guy to go out with another guy, hey, if the number one nigga you like want to make plans, fuck plan B. That's not toxic. That's exactly. Somebody said that's playing your starting lineup. Absolutely. Like if their main nigga's like, I'm ready to come back in, coach. All right, nigga, sit on the bench. That's okay. All right. You got called demonic after giving head and sex. What the fuck is that? I don't even know what the fuck that is. I mean, I know what demonic is, but nobody's calling women demonic. Like, you suck the nigga dick and he's like, oh, he's demonic. Like, nah. That's not toxic. That just means you good. So I'm not, I mean, a nigga, whoever wrote that one, that was personal. That was personal, bro. If you wrote this, fam, you are definitely hurt right now that some girl sucked the life out your balls and your dick, and you don't even know, you ain't know what to do. So I'll give you that. And then last but not least, it says, turn phone on silent while getting hit by another guy. Oh, how many of y'all turned your phone on silent while you was getting fucked? That's not toxic. Because if you're not cheating, you can do whatever you want. And it is what it is. So if you don't belong to nobody, if you ain't nobody's girlfriend, fella, you know, if you ain't nobody's girlfriend, ain't nothing, that's okay. That's okay. What the 2 Chainz say? Sorry, I ain't answer the phone. I was slapping ass. Last night didn't answer. I was pulling hair. Y'all know me. Rob, folk. Anyway. Man, that's real. I had a couple niggas call while I'm hitting. I'm hitting the chick from the back. Some other nigga called Drew calling. Answer. Tell Drew what you're doing. Tell him. Drew, hey, my name Clint. Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Yeah. Tell him what you're doing. Since y'all so fucking honest, ladies. Tell Drew what you're doing. Tell him what you're doing. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes Toxic Female Bingo. There was a lot of stuff on there that wasn't toxic, but there was like 4 in a row where y'all was, woof, y'all wasn't doing too good. So that was fun, though. That was fun. So what did we learn today? we learned that what we all consider toxic for women isn't really toxic. You know what's toxic, ladies? I'm going to tell you. Not thinking that you don't have any issues and not thinking that it's not you. Not thinking that there's no room to grow as a person. That's toxic. That's a people trait too. That doesn't apply to men and that doesn't apply to just women. That applies to everybody. I want y'all to listen to this episode and take away that a lot of things we're doing is really not toxic and it's okay to do it. Ladies, if you want to date around, don't let these niggas call you a hoe. You are dating around. You are finding what you're looking for. Or there may be three guys in your life that give you all different things, like Nola, darling. But if you're upfront and you're honest and you ain't you doing you, have fucking fun. That ain't toxic. That's not toxic. Don't let these niggas get you upset thinking that there's that everything that every, like, you know, no. You having fun. You playing the field. You getting your fucking Mac on. All right? Ladies, a couple of things I said two things in this episode. I want fellas to be better dudes. And how do we do that, fellas? We continue the Mac. The Mackin' continues. Ooh. The Mac, like the marathon, the Mackin' continues. That's the name of this episode. The Mackin' continues. I'm going to put that on the shirt. I'm not going to steal Nipsey's shit. But the Mackin' continues. Never stop macking. You mack when you're in a relationship. You mack when you're engaged. You mack when you're married. You mack when you die. You mack when y'all come back to life and see each other next lifetime. Always be a mac. Always. All right. That was cool. That was cool, right? That was a cool episode. That's cool. Yeah. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. Please do not forget, this podcast is brought to you by Side by Side Show. Please do me a favor. Click the link in the details of this episode. Watch it. Tell me if you like it. Tell me if you're feeling it. We're going to be dropping a new episode every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at midnight, we are dropping a new episode of Side by Side. And if you like it, donate. If you like it, donate. Hashtag is Side by Side Show. Again, Side by Side Show. I don't care if it's a dollar. I don't care if it's 50 cents. That means you giving me something to let me know you fuck with us. Thank you. And it don't just go to me. It go to Jazz. It go to Tony. And you can ask them. They have received their stimulus packages today. Because I believe that we get together like a choir to acquire what we desire. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for laughing. God bless. You want to keep it real.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.